We're back with All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Financial regulators from 27 countries, including the United States, came out of a meeting in Switzerland today with a tough new set of rules that could reshape the world's banking system. The new standards are designed to prevent the kind of financial crisis that virtually shut down lending 2 years ago and triggered a global recession. NPR's John Idsty is following the story. And John, can you break down some of these new rules for us?
Sure, Guy. What these rules mean is that banks around the world, the large banks, international banks, are going to have to hold bigger cushions to absorb losses. Before the financial crisis, that cushion had to be equal to 2% of their assets, roughly 2% of the loans they had outstanding. Now the regulators are saying the cushion has to be 7%. And one way the regulators are going to encourage banks to keep their capital levels high is to restrict executive bonuses and shareholder dividend payouts if the capital levels drop below 7%. Now, this effort is a key piece of the puzzle in creating a more stable banking system and avoiding another crisis. That's because during the crisis, the losses banks faced quickly overwhelmed the small capital cushions they had, and then governments had to go in and bail them out.
John, what does this mean for U.S. banks?
Well, it could reduce bank profits, and it could reduce the amount of lending that they do. One way banks can raise money for new capital, for instance, is by reducing the number of loans they have outstanding and making fewer new loans. And if they make fewer loans, they make less profit. They also can raise capital by retaining the earnings they make from loans and stuffing them into their capital cushion. But shareholders don't like that because instead of giving the money back to them in dividends, the bank would be hanging on to the money. Bank employees don't like it either because it means less money for them in salaries and bonuses. So industry people I've talked to today feel while capital standards need to be higher, going all the way to 7% could hurt the industry and could hurt the economy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, John, what about consumers? You know, people trying to get a loan.
Well, it could be marginally harder for consumers to get loans, and the interest rates for loans could be higher. And as I said, banks argue that if they have to cut back lending, it could hurt economic growth. Now, to keep that from happening, these new rules are going to be phased in over a little more than 7 years. So hopefully our current economic troubles will be behind us. And I think the view among a lot of economists is that it's worth the trade-off in order to get a more stable banking system.
That's NPR's John Idsty. John, thanks so much.
You're welcome.